One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Are you hearing me? And so while you're holding all that meeting, you've been doing the wrong thing. You excite yourself and be happy for the miracles that you are seeing, but Jesus is not excited. There's a time for everything. Remember when we had the monthly Night of Bliss programs? All right? So that was the purpose. We knew what the purpose was. We had an all-night meeting for healings. And we came here and did all those things. But the time has changed. And God has said to us, this is what I want you to do now. It's wrong for me to turn the meeting into a healing service now. Are you hearing me? He's told us to pray. That's the direction given to us. Listen, I didn't plan to teach you on prayer in all these conventions. But every time I get up here, that's what the Spirit of God tells me to do. And so, I've just chosen to go in that direction. Are you hearing me? So it means that that's what the Spirit of God is talking to us about. We need to know. So it's time for a change. It's time for a change. And if you start praying now, I tell you, the prayers you're going to be praying now, they're not just going to be helping you for the next week and the next 3 weeks. No, you are securing the whole future. You are securing the whole future. And that's why I'm taking it very seriously with you. You are securing the whole future. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to His holy name forever. Amen. Many times you see Paul saying, pray for all saints. That means pray for all Christians everywhere. Many times as I pray for Christians in all the nations of the world. And I get concerned and pray for Christians everywhere. I said that to say this. If we can be expected to pray for Christians everywhere, why should we have difficulty praying for all of our brethren in our churches? That should be easier, isn't it? But you know what? It has nothing to do with being easy or anything, because we are not the ones to answer the prayer. Our responsibility is to tell Him about it, and He answers. And He doesn't have a problem about answering. He doesn't think anything is difficult. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray now. And we will pray for all our pastors. Are you hearing me? A pastor is very important. A pastor is very important. The pastor, you see, his presence with you is not just the presence of a man. There is an office that he stands in. And there are angels of God that are saints on account of that office in that ministry. And so the minister, we are not alone. What we do is not just ordinary. So you got a lot of angels helping. Otherwise, that one pastor can't do everything, but he has spiritual support. That's why it's good to pray for the pastor. When you pray for the pastor, there's an increase in the inspiration. Somebody said, our pastor came to church. He was just talking the half of the message. I didn't understand anything. Maybe there was no anointing. Did you pray for him? Did you pray for him? Did you pray, oh God, today I'm going to learn something. As the pastor speaks, oh, the anointing that's coming out of him will come into my spirit. I'm going to catch everything that is releasing by the Holy Ghost. All the revelation that you're giving to him today, I will receive and I will learn. Did you pray like that? Mm-mm. You just came. You just came to church and sat down. I don't understand what he's saying. No. How can you understand? You didn't prepare to receive. You didn't prepare to understand. You should have prepared. Listen, the minister prepares for the anointing. If he doesn't prepare, the anointing will not come on him. So also should those who are going to receive it prepare for it. Otherwise, they will not know the time of their visitation. I pray to God from time to time. I don't want to miss the time of my visitation. I want to be able to hear God in a baby. I want to be able to hear God in a bird. I want to be able to hear God in anything. However he chooses to speak to me, I'd like to hear God. I don't want to miss the time of my visitation. Because he doesn't have to show up in the way that you're accustomed to. Hallelujah. So pray now. Pray for the pastors. When you pray for the pastors, pray about their ministering God's word as they preach God's word and teach God's word, you know, for the anointing of God's spirit, that they be given utterance in the Holy Ghost, and that they also have revelation of God's word, revelation of Christ. You understand? You pray for them like that. And also pray for their protection in their going out and in their coming in. Pray for their families. Are you hearing me? And then I would like you to pray for all our leaders. You pray for them in the same way. Pray that everywhere they go, they'll be able to represent Christ, irrespective of the pressures, irrespective of the problems that they may face, and that they all be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Are you hearing me? And pray for more doors to be opened unto us in ministry. Pray for the secondary schools in Nigeria, throughout this country. Pray for the move of the Holy Ghost into the secondary schools. Are you hearing me? And don't only pray about that particular one today. Keep praying about it until there's a flow of God's power into the schools. Something has to happen in those schools. Are you hearing me? I began preaching in the secondary school. I began preaching to large crowds in the secondary school. I began ministering to the sick while I was in the secondary school. So I know what more they could do. But sadly, we have a lot of terrible things happening there. But I believe God has people. And we're going to pray for that the young guys, the young boys and girls that are in secondary school, that the Holy Ghost will give them utterance. Utterance. The anointing will come on them. And they will do the impossible and shake their generation. Are you ready to pray? Go ahead and pray now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for teaching us the word of God. I pray for your children tonight. Thank you because your hand rests mightily upon each one of them. That your blessing rests upon their homes. Your presence will remain in their lives. And everywhere they go, they are protected by God. Tonight they've given their offerings. Some have sown special seeds. I proclaim a multiplied harvest. For they are given in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant them their heart's desires. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you. We worship you. We rejoice in your presence. Thank you for answering our prayers tonight. Thank you, Lord, that the various areas that we touched in our prayers, the anointing has gone forth, performing miracles, giving protection. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ijebu-Ode, 156 Folagbade Road, Aribagbu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebu-Ode. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.